Hi, I'm Brad Steinman from Dimensional Fund Advisors, and with me is Ken French, the Haidt Professor of Finance at Dartmouth College and also a director at Dimensional Fund Advisors. Ken, last time we were talking about the arithmetic of active management and how in aggregate active investors are going to lose to the market by roughly their average fee and expense. That being said, many investors feel that they're not hiring the average manager, that they're hiring above average managers. What do you think about that idea?
It's certainly the case that if you do want to win by hiring an active manager, you better get a better than average active manager. But it's not possible, unless we're in Lake Wobegon, it's not possible for every investor to go out there and hire an above average active manager. In fact, I think most people are just fooling themselves when they think they have the ability to go out and hire that superior manager.
So are you saying that superior managers don't exist, or they're just very difficult to identify?
I'm willing to stipulate that there probably are some people out there who can beat the market. But I, as an investor, I know that if I pick one at random, I should expect to lose. Why? Because I know the valuated average of all of those active managers has to be below the return on a passive market strategy. So if I pick one at random, I should expect to lose. And then the question is, should I expect to do anything but pick one at random? There's a bunch of reasons why I should think, you know, it's going to be really hard to do anything but pick one at random. First, stock returns are incredibly noisy. So if I'm out there trying to hire the great active manager who can pick winning stocks, looking at their track record, it's going to be very hard for me to decide, you know, they performed so well because of skill, or I can't distinguish that from they performed so well because of luck. And then there's another force, and that's the actions of all the other people that I'm competing against trying to identify that great active manager. So there's a notion of paper written by Jonathan Burke and Rick Green in, I think it's the 2004 Journal of Finance, where basically they make this argument that imagine we do have some skill among the active managers out there. Investors competing for that skill are going to chase the returns that the superior active managers produce and dilute their expertise over a larger and larger asset base. What does that mean? It means as soon as any manager demonstrates any ability whatsoever, money will flood in and dilute that expertise, spread it over a larger base until essentially it's gone. What does that really mean? What that says is it's the managers that are the scarce resource and they will capture the rents. There's no reason for them to leave that expertise on the table for their investors. Our money, perfectly liquid, perfectly substitutable. We don't get any rents. It's the manager that would. So you've got horrible difficulty distinguishing luck from skill just looking at returns. And then whatever ability you might have gets totally blown away by the actions of other investors competing with you to take advantage of the active managers that are so superior. In the end, the managers themselves, if they exist, and it's really questionable whether they do or they don't, but if they exist, they're going to get the rents. There's no reason they leave it on the table for their investors.
Can you talk about selecting a manager at random? Yet I would expect when investors actually go out to select a manager, they don't assume they're doing it randomly. They're looking at past returns. They're analyzing Morningstar over the weekend. But what you're really saying is whether they know it or not, they're selecting them at random.
That's almost exactly right. I mean, it's conceivable that somebody has some special expertise at identifying some other manager out there who has special expertise. But gosh, I mean, my co-author, Gene Pham, and I just finished a paper where we were trying to do exactly that. Can we find among all of the US public equity mutual fund managers, can we identify some superior ability in that pool? We failed. And I like to think I'm at least as good as the typical random person who's spending the weekend looking at Morningstar. We have all the data, we have all the powerful computers, We couldn't figure out how to do it. So our best estimate turns out that we can't find them in that bucket. I mean, they just don't appear to be out there. Maybe there's a few of them mixed in, but if they are, they're buried by so many other managers who are underperforming that we aren't able to identify them.
Thank you very much for that, Ken. And thank you for watching. Thank you.